Let's be honest, masturbator. You don't deserve to reproduce. You got the bater gene in you. Your mind is completely corrupted by pornography. Like, shit, you're better off squirting that load into a trash can. Hell, you don't even have enough strength to pull yourself away from the keyboard. All you do is just masturbate all the time. Your mind is so corrupted by pornography that even if you tried to reproduce, it wouldn't work. You wouldn't know how to do it. You know, you're just used to stimulating yourself, like jerking off. You know, you'd probably have to jerk out the load and then insert it. Like, shit, your sperm count is probably so fucking low from all the porn you've been watching. Like, if I took your sperm count right now, it would probably be like 1 or 2 if you're lucky. Like, you're just so focused on just wasting all your loads on fucking pornography. It's insane, dude. Like, you should really be saving up your load for sex, but instead, porn gets all your loads. Porn gets all your DNA, your genetic material, just completely wasted on pornography, on fucking images on a fucking computer. Your animal brain is just that fucking tricked, so deceived. If I pulled up your family tree right now, that branch that you're on, it's just gonna end there. You're just a evolutionary dead end. Everyone's gonna look at your family tree years down the line, after you're long gone, and they're gonna ask, why didn't he produce any offspring? And everyone's gonna say, because he became a chronic fucking masturbator. He watched porn and lost it all. He lost his fucking mind. Couldn't help himself from fucking coming to porn all the time, jerking off all the time. Didn't have any time or any energy to do anything else except jerk off, so he was just stuck there, stuck in the fucking cycle of pornography addiction. Everyone's gonna say, okay, that makes sense. He's more of a cautionary tale. If a documentarian were to capture your life on camera, it would just be masturbation session after masturbation session. And that documentary would have to be how porn just gets in the way of even, like, producing offspring, especially for baiters like you. And despite knowing this fact, you know it causes you to masturbate even more, spurting your worthless loads onto yourself. Hell, you don't even use your loads to reproduce, you just use your loads to just eroticize the whole experience of losing yourself to porn. You're eroticizing your genetic material for no other reason than your own pleasure, like a total fucking masturbator would. You deserve to squirt your worthless load into every urinal, every toilet, every towel, every wastebasket that you see. Just never into another person, no. You don't deserve that. You're too much of a fucking masturbator to even try to have sex. You don't deserve sex. All you deserve is just going up and down, up and down, up and down until you squirt. Because that's all you are to me. That's all you are to anyone. Just a pathetic penis toucher. Hell, I've stepped on dirt worth more than you. You're a fucking worthless masturbator. You know deep down that you don't deserve to come. That your loads shouldn't even leave your body. And yet you still do it anyways. You still do it. And each time you just get stupefied by how much you come. And how much you know that each drop is worth nothing. Just mindless, selfish, solo sexual pleasure in the palm of your hands. That's all you got. It's fucking nothing. And I'm only telling you the truth because it's hard to hear. You're a fucking loser baiter. That's what you are. Other guys are proud of their masturbation. Other guys are having sex. But here you are taking my insults like a dick up your ass. It's insane. You know, a normal person, a non-masturbator, would immediately try to defend themselves, would try to click away, would try to stop listening. And yet here you are, still masturbating. No amount of degradation or humiliation is going to stop you, is it? No amount of people telling you to stop touching yourself, to stop playing with it, is ever going to get you to stop masturbating. I'd tell you to stop right now, but you're not worth my breath. I'd spit on you right now, but you're not worth the saliva. You're just a lowly fucking masturbator, sperming on everything, having to resort to fleshlights, having to resort to pillows, to mattress humping, to get pleasure, to distract you from the reality of being an evolutionary dead end. That's all you are. It's just a fucking penis toucher. The only type of sex that you're gonna get is pity sex. And even then you'll say no to that so you can go home and fucking masturbate. You don't deserve sex. And you don't deserve to masturbate, but you're still going to masturbate anyways, because you're that much of a fucking masturbator. Hell, if you took your penis, You took your penis to a fucking sperm bank and said, hey, you know, I really, really want to donate my sperm. They'd let you. They'd let you go into the back. And then they give you a cup and they'll be like, here you go, masturbator. Fill it up with all that sperm. And you'd do it. You'd put your penis right to that cup, sperm inside of it, and think, great, now I'm going to finally have offspring. I'm finally going to achieve something with my beta loads. And they'd take it and they'd say, thank you, masturbator. Send you on your way. Give you $10 for your time. And then you know what they'd do with that sperm? They'd go into the back, write masturbator on it, put it in the biohazard bin, and fucking incinerate it. Because your load is worthless and you know it. Everybody knows it. Because you're a fucking masturbator. Everyone just can smell it off of you. I don't know if you knew that. But every time that you finish a bait session, you go shower, you go spray on some cologne, that smell, that stench of solo sexuality, it's on you. Forever. There's no use in trying to pretend anymore. Your DNA is just completely, totally comprised of just beta DNA. No one truly wants to fuck you. They just want to watch you struggle with your porn addiction, struggle with your masturbation addiction, and struggle with your addiction to degradation. Hell, even if you went out, found yourself a glory hole, and you put your penis into that stranger's mouth, thrusting into it, spurting into it, you know what they're gonna do? They're going to get a tissue and spit out your bitter beta load. Your seed doesn't even taste good. It only tastes good to yourself, because your taste is that fucking nasty and perverse. All you're good at is going up and down, up and down, up and down. That's all you really know how to do. You say you're in control, but you can't even come on command. Hell, if you're an edger, it takes you a long ass time to even work up a load. Those long-term edgers that masturbate for like 3, 4, 5 months without coming, and then finally squirt out one load? God, that's pathetic. And hell, you don't even have a personality anymore. All you are is masturbation, pleasure, and porn. If I took all that away from you, what would you be? Nothing. You'd just be some guy. Some guy that's really into nothing. Masturbation is really all you have. And the worst part is anyone can do it. Anyone can masturbate, so you're just like everybody else, except you're more pathetic, because that's all you got. No defining traits, no nothing. You had to go and make masturbation part of your personality, and now there's nothing left. All your hobbies gone, all stroked away, all of those hours just wasted on pleasuring yourself. And you can't exchange any of those strokes for money. You can't exchange any of those strokes for a house, a car. Nothing. You have nothing. You have nothing but masturbation and yourself to blame for it. You're just a stupid beta fuck up. Lower than a slug. Because at least slugs have something to offer the world. All you have to offer the world is fucking cum trails. And yet you like that about yourself. You like every bit of it. You love being a worthless masturbator. Which makes you even more pathetic for some reason. And hell, even if you came right now, you're only going to be orgasming for like 3 seconds. You can't even come right, you fuck up. You don't know how to. No one's ever going to sit down and teach you. Even your stroke game fucking sucks. Look at the way you stroke your cock. God, you're pathetic. At this rate, you're going to end up with carpal tunnel, you little fuck up. Just remember, you weren't built to fuck, so don't even try. Don't even bother. You can barely even fuck a fleshlight without going soft.